The agenda is old business, and the first item is 2024-07, Stokely Acres.
Madam Chair, I move that we grant preliminary approval for subdivision for 2024-07 for Stokely Acres with the conditions and limitations based on the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. Number one, the applicant is seeking approval of a clustered subdivision of 83 single-family lots on 41.7 acres. This result in a density of 1.99 lots per acre, which is within the density permitted on the AR1 zoning district. All of the lots will have a minimum size of 7,500 square feet. Two, the subdivision is located within the low-density area according to the future land use map of the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan. It complies with the current directives of the plan. Number three, the project will be served by Central Water and Central Wastewater. Number four, the site contains approximately 4.32 acres of non-tidal wetlands as confirmed by a jurisdictional determination issued by the Corps of Engineers. A drainage assessment report was prepared and provided by the applicant regarding the wetlands and waterways, and a forest evaluation has also been supplied. The wetland areas will be protected through the county's resource and resource buffer requirements, and the wetlands are further surrounded by additional open space. Number five, DelDOT has determined that the traffic impact of this subdivision will be minor and that the traffic impact study will not be necessary. Instead, the developer will be required by DelDOT to pay an area-wide study fee in addition to constructing various roadway improvements. Number six, the subdivision has a design that is superior to that of a standard subdivision for many reasons, including the following. A, the applicant's engineer identified areas worthy of preservation and mapped them. This includes a large area of woodlands adjacent to the wetlands that is being preserved in its natural state. B, the lots and amenities are largely clustered on the remaining environmentally suitable portions of the property. C, the area of the property that will be developed and improved avoid the areas where the wetlands are located and comply with the county resource protection standards. D, a forest assessment has been provided and the design includes the preservation of approximately 31% of the trees on the site. E, the design includes approximately 48% of the site remaining as open space. This significantly exceeds the code's 30% open space requirement. This also substantially exceeds the amount of open space that would remain within a standard subdivision. F, there will be a buffer that is at least 30 feet in width around the subdivision. In many places, this buffer is greater than 30 feet in width. 7, Section 99.9C of the Subdivision Code requires the Commission to consider multiple items relating to the site plan. The applicant has addressed the requirements of Section 99.9C of the Code, and there are conditions of this approval that are based upon these items. As a result of these reasons and based upon the record that was presented, this application complies with the standard of the Sussex County Subdivision and Zoning Codes, and it will not have an adverse impact on area properties, roadways, or public community facilities. 9, the preliminary approval is subject to the following conditions. A, there shall be no more than 83 lots within the subdivision. B, the final site plan shall confirm that approximately 48% of the site shall remain as open space. This open space shall preserve approximately 5.4 acres of the existing trees on the site. The areas of woodlands to be preserved shall be shown on the final site plan as non-disturbance areas. Silt fencing shall be installed along the perimeter of these wooded areas to avoid disturbance during the site work and construction. C, the resources defined by Sussex County's code shall be protected, preserved, and maintained as required by Section 115-193 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The final site plan and recorded restrictive covenants shall include a resource buffer management plan and shall serve as a guide for the management of regulated resources and their resource buffers. D, the developer shall establish a homeowners association responsible for the maintenance of streets, roads, buffers, stormwater management facilities, and other common areas. E, the stormwater management system shall meet or exceed the requirements of the state and county. The final site plan shall contain the approval of Sussex Conservation District for the design and location of all stormwater management areas and erosion and sedimentation control facilities. F, there shall be a vegetated and forested buffer that is at least 30 feet wide installed along the perimeter of this subdivision, then vegetated and maintained in according with the section 99-21A of the Sussex County Code. This buffer shall utilize existing forest or similar vegetation that exists within it. Where trees currently exist in the buffer area, stump removal or construction activities that disturb the existing grade of the area within the buffer shall be prohibited. All silt fencing shall be located along the interior limit of the buffer area, the edge of the buffer nearest to the interior development, and the final site plan shall identify the limit of disturbance to prevent disturbance of the buffer area. G, the development shall comply with all DelDOT entrance and roadway improvement requirements in addition to the payment of an area-wide study fee. H, sidewalks shall be installed on at least one side of all streets along with a connection to the DelDOT multimodal path. A street lighting system that provides lighting in a downward direction with minimal uplighting shall be provided. I, as stated by the applicant, the active recreational amenities for the subdivision shall include a clubhouse and pool. The amenities shall be constructed and open to use by the residents of the development in accordance with section 99-21E of the subdivision code. The final site plan shall contain specific details as to the size and location of each of the amenities. J, the subdivision shall be served by both publicly regulated central water system providing drinking water and fire protection. K, street design shall meet or exceed Sussex County standards. L, road naming and addressing shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Geographical Information Office. M, construction, site work, and delivery shall only occur on the site between the hours of 7 a.m. through 6 p.m., Monday through Saturday. No Sunday hours are permitted. A 24-inch by 36-inch notice sign confirming these hours in English and Spanish shall be prominently displayed at the site entrance during the construction. N, the applicant shall coordinate with the local school district regarding the location of school bus stops within the subdivision. The location of the bus stop area shall be shown on the final site plan. O, the final site plan and recorded restrictive covenants shall state that agriculture activities exist nearby. And they shall include the agricultural use protection notice. These documents shall include a similar notice that hunting activities may also occur on nearby properties. P, the final site plan shall include a landscape plan depicting all landscaping to be provided or preserved in all of the buffers. The landscape plan shall also clearly show all forested areas that will be preserved. The landscape plan shall also identify all limits of disturbance within the site. Q, As proffered by the applicant and subject to the receipt of final unappealable subdivision plan approval, the applicant agrees to make a donation of $1,000.00 per lot to the Sussex County Land Trust. Confirmation of this contribution shall be provided to planning and zoning staff. R, there are two existing homes on the property. The applicant should explore moving and or donating those homes to an affordable housing organization so that they are not simply demolished. The applicant shall report on these efforts at the time of the final site plan review. S, the final site plan shall include a grading plan for each phase of the subdivision. No building permit shall be issued for individual lots until an individual lot grading plan has been supplied and approved by Sussex County. No certificate of occupancy shall be issued until the grading certificate is submitted to the Building Code Department demonstrating general conformity with all the individual site grading plan. T, a revised preliminary site plan either depicting or noting these conditions must be submitted to the Office of Planning and Zoning. U, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second the motion?
Second.
We were just waiting for you to catch your breath.
Thank you.
Okay, the motion has been made and seconded to approve 2024-07 Stokely Acres. Mr. Allen, how do you vote?
I vote yes for reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Passwaters?
Yes for reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Collins?
I'm going to provide a lone no vote only because I find that the subdivision is out of character for the other residential developments closest to it, and for that reason I think it shouldn't exist, though I don't believe the county code necessarily backs up a denial for that reason. Thanks.
Thank you. Mr. Pettyjohn?
I'm going to say yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
And the chair votes yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion. And I would like to note, I appreciate especially the condition R, and I hope that that works, that it can help, those homes can help someone. Motion carries 4-1.